Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scott Jacobs Show. I was wanting to go over the vaccine a little bit and let you hear a piece that I found on a vaccine and judge it for yourself. But here it is. If it'll play, hold on.
Bill Gates says the only way to liberate the world from their self-quarantine is to be vaccinated.
The most urgent invention in the world right now is a vaccine that prevents you from getting COVID-19. It's going to have to go to 7 billion people. That's how we're going to end this pandemic.
President Trump has chosen a former executive of vaccine giant GlaxoSmithKline to run Operation Warp Speed, an operation to fast-track a vaccine for COVID-19. Trump has announced that he is mobilizing the U.S. military to deliver a coronavirus vaccine when it's ready.
I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with a vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
According to the Department of Defense, they will have enough vaccines for everyone in America. HR 6666 is setting up a national contact tracer army.
We need a national core of healthy people who are probably trying to go out and do this contact tracing.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, yeah. I got a couple handshakers right in front of me.
Okay, sir, are they still in the vicinity?
Yeah, I'm staring at them right now.
Bill Gates is given a platform in communist China to defend himself.
I'd say it's ironic if you take somebody who's doing their best to get the world ready and, you know, putting, in my case, billions of dollars into these tools for infectious diseases. We're in a crazy situation, so there's going to be crazy rumors.
Former intelligence officer Jack Posobiec defends Bill Gates and encourages his Twitter followers to focus on China. And Senator Lindsey Graham repeats this sentiment as well, going so far as to say he would hire Bill Gates to run the WHO and double their funding.
I'm in charge of the appropriations over the WHO, at least a part of it. And what I want is see a change of leadership, because I think they conspired with China to downplay the nature of the virus. The WHO has great scientists, but it's lost confidence. I've lost confidence in the leadership. So a guy like Bill Gates, if Bill Gates was in charge of the WHO, I would double the funding, because I think we need a WHO, but he's not.
The vaccine they are planning to give everyone on Earth is an experimental mRNA vaccine that will alter our DNA forever. And if this experimental vaccine actually works, it will be the first ever in history to do so. Welcome to the New World Order.
And you pick the people to run those agencies and the deputies that are pledging allegiance to the New World Order and good governance.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, what did y'all think about that? I mean, what if this stuff is real? What if stuff like this is happening? I mean, really, why is it such a concern to Bill Gates? I really would love to know. You know, I wish I was that man just so I knew what he was thinking. It's crazy how the world turns. It really is. You know, if I could go back in time, I wish I lived in a time where it was just swords and buggies. All you had to worry about was staying the hell alive, you know, provide for your family, all that. wasn't like what it is today. But here's another piece on the vaccine.
In 1796, Edward Jenner extracted a small sample of an infected child's smallpox pustule and injected it into a young healthy boy. He then gave the boy a large dose of smallpox, and the boy remained healthy. Jenner concluded that the risky treatment had granted the child miraculous immunity. But that's how the immune system works already. So what granted the child immunity? His healthy immune system? Or the injection of foreign infectious tissue? The science is not conclusive. Smallpox spread as a result of European colonization, and it slowed as herd immunity set in. This timeline coincides with the introduction of the smallpox vaccine. Was it the vaccine, or was it natural herd immunity? In some cases, the smallpox vaccine resulted in immunity. In others, it resulted in death. It also created smallpox outbreaks where there were none. The 1902 Biologics Control Act classified vaccines as biologics. This allowed the U.S. government a loophole to bypass stringent testing and fast-track vaccines. Ever since then, vaccines get approved once they produce antibodies. And to this day, the efficacy tests are done on the general population after the vaccines are distributed to the public. The Nazis were experimenting with vaccines on the German people, and the U.S. decreed this to be a war crime when they signed the Nuremberg Charter after the war. And yet, the practice of experimenting on the public with dangerous vaccines continues to grow in America. In April of 1955, known today as the Cutter Incident, more than 200,000 healthy children in the USA received a polio vaccine that resulted in 40,000 cases of polio, leaving 200 children with paralysis and killing 10. Today, the majority of polio is caused by the polio vaccine. By the 1980s, vaccine manufacturers were losing money due to the amount of lawsuits they were paying out to victims of death and disease caused by vaccines. It was well understood that negative reactions and fatality were unavoidable consequences of vaccines, and so they were given legal liability protection. In 1986, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act was passed by Congress to protect vaccine manufacturers from private lawsuits and to create a fund to compensate victims of vaccine damage and death. In legal theory, vaccines are recognized as being unavoidably unsafe. After the NCVIA passed, there was zero consequence to the vaccine manufacturers if their products killed or harmed the public. This created a gold rush for vaccine companies. A new vaccine accepted onto the CDC schedule is worth about $1 billion a year for the manufacturer. In the early 1980s, children received three vaccines. In the decades following the implementation of the NCVIA, the CDC has increased their childhood vaccine schedule to almost 6 dozen doses. During this same timeline, diseases began spiking, such as peanut allergies, asthma, eczema, and autism. But because these possible outcomes are listed on the manufacturer's insert, the vaccine companies can never be found liable. Studies have shown that the DTP vaccine is killing more people than the disease it was intended to prevent. But the vaccine companies are not liable. The four companies that produce the 72 scheduled vaccines, Merck, Pfizer, Sanofi Pasteur, and GlaxoSmithKline, are all convicted of felony crimes involving falsifying science and defrauding regulators, and killing hundreds of thousands of people. And yet, they continue to make billions off of selling their experimental mandatory vaccines. These These same companies are also earning hundreds of billions of dollars by selling medications to treat all the emerging illnesses that have appeared since the increased vaccination schedule. The U.S. has some of the highest infant mortality rates in the world. Scientific studies have shown a direct correlation between infant mortality rates and the amount of vaccines mandated to children. The more doses mandated, the more children died. The United States ranks the highest for the amount of experimental doses of children's vaccines mandated to the public. And the third leading cause of death in America is due to medical errors. Is this science denial, or is this science? Starting in 2016, Bill Gates invested millions into vaccine manufacturer Moderna.
Bill Gates.
With zero profit and no significant clinical data, Moderna went public in 2018, valued at $7.5 billion. In late 2019, Moderna's stocks were falling by 30%. But was soon propped up by Anthony Fauci's NIH to develop a new experimental mRNA vaccine. Traditional vaccines are made up of small doses of a disease-causing organism introduced into the body to provoke an immune system response. mRNA vaccines trick the body into producing some of the vital proteins itself by rewriting the DNA inside a cell. They have never before been implemented. Even though the coronavirus is turning out to be less dangerous than the seasonal flu, the NIH is working with Bill Gates to vaccinate the entire global population with a new experimental type of vaccine that will rewrite our DNA. And no matter how dangerous it turns out to be, Big Pharma will only continue to thrive. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
See, I'd be one of them ones that didn't get the vaccine. I'm not doing it. You know, they're going to force something that ain't safe onto me. I ain't never really believed in getting all the vaccines, you know. I got the ones that they made you get when you were a kid, but so far that's all the ones I've had. Because I really am trying to keep my body to where it can fight its own battles. I don't need a government fighting it for me, you know. But here's a piece on the truth agenda of the World Health.
Having always been accused by staunch American patriots of being a foreign enemy, the United Nations came into existence in October of 1945, and before they even broke ground for their headquarters, Zhiming Zhe, a delegate from the Republic of China, lobbied for the World Health Organization to be created under the auspices of the United Nations. The first Director General of the WHO was G. Brock Chisholm, who wrote how parents teaching morality to their own children was a problem that should be remedied by a world government. In 1959, the WHO signed agreement WHA-12-40 with the International Atomic Energy Agency. The agreement between the two parties stated that whenever either organization proposes to initiate a program or activity on a subject in which the other organization has or may have a substantial interest, the first party shall consult the other with a view to adjusting the matter by mutual agreement. And as a result, we have seen the WHO remain silent throughout the Chernobyl incident as well as Fukushima. After serving as the Director of Health in Hong Kong during the 1997 H5N1 outbreak and the 2003 SARS outbreak, Margaret Chan was harshly criticized by the Hong Kong Legislative Council for not acting swiftly and for parroting mainland propaganda. She was then hired as director to the World Health Organization. In 2007, the WHO began partnering with vaccine manufacturers as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And in In 2009, Margaret Chan declared the H1N1 influenza virus a pandemic and fast-tracked vaccines as the ultimate solution to world health. The WHO came under international scrutiny for making vaccine manufacturers rich while falsely inflating public fear of viral outbreaks. It appeared as if the WHO was taking orders from Big Pharma and the Gates Foundation. In 2007, as the health minister of Ethiopia, Tedros Adhanom was accused of covering up three separate cholera epidemics. A week later, he was made director of the World Health Organization. In January of 2020, during the COVID-19 outbreak, Tedros praised China for their authoritarian reaction.
The Chinese government is to be congratulated for the extraordinary measures it has taken to contain the outbreak. China is actually setting a new standard for outbreak response, and it's not an exaggeration.
In February, he announced that there is no reason to restrict international travel.
There is no reason for measures that unnecessarily interfere with international travel and trade.
In March, he suggested that the entire world should imitate the extreme measures carried out in Wuhan.
Wuhan reported no new cases for the first time since the outbreak started. Wuhan provides hope for the rest of the world that even the most severe situation can be turned around.
The WHO has declared that they will need to forcibly remove family members from their homes.
In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Assistant WHO Director Bruce Aylward recently demonstrated the WHO's unwavering loyalty to China when asked if the WHO would consider allowing Taiwan to be a member.
Would the WHO consider Taiwan's membership? Hello?
I couldn't hear your question.
Okay, yeah, let me repeat the question.
No, that's okay. Let's move to another one then.
If you are not beginning to realize the truth of who the World Health Organization really is, then you are not paying attention.
No one should think the government can wave a wand and all of a sudden, you know, the economy is anything like it was before this happened. That awaits either a miracle therapeutic that has an over 95% cure rate or broad usage of the vaccine.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You know, stuff like this is endless. They do so much different things. It's hard to keep up with everything that the government deals with, you know. But what can you do about it? Nothing really. But live your American lives and go on amongst yourself or the people in India. I don't know how y'all's government is, but ours is a crazy thing. Crazy. All the politics and stuff. It's just crazy. I never in my life seen people sit and worry about politics like they do today. You know, it's getting so bad that people are starting to wake up and notice things, making them more interested in the news. But what can you do? This is the Scott Jacobs Show. I'm glad everybody tuned in. And I appreciate the ones that keep listening. Y'all are my supporters. Thank you. Y'all really come deep in my heart. I like all my followers. So I'll try to get tomorrow and do my next show tomorrow. So everybody have a nice evening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is part 2 of the Scott Jacobs' podcast for the day. That was something I was really letting on my heart to let my podcast listeners hear. Here's the message. It says it's H.R. 6666, the Bill of the Beast.
The World Health Organization recommended forcibly removing family members from their homes and putting them in quarantine.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Queen Elizabeth seemed to be echoing this idea to the UK.
It reminds me of the very first broadcast I made in 1940, helped by my sister. We as children spoke from here at Windsor to children who had been evacuated from their homes and sent away for their own safety. Today, once again, many will feel a painful sense of separation from their loved ones. But now as then, we know deep down that it is the right thing to do.
Bill Gates has been pushing the idea of tracking people with digital tattoos, and Microsoft was recently granted patent number 060606 for a cryptocurrency surveillance system connected to the human body. Now enter HR 6666 to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities such as contact tracing through mobile health units and, as necessary, at individuals' residences and for other purposes. On May 1st of 2020, Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush introduced H.R. 6666. This act is essentially setting up a nationwide contact tracing and quarantine program run by Big Pharma. Section 2, COVID-19 testing and contact tracing using mobile health units, will allow Bill Gates loyalist Alex Azar and the CDC to fund eligible entities to conduct tests, trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals, and to support the quarantine of these contacts via mobile health units. Who are the eligible entities qualified to receive this funding? Health centers, nonprofit organizations, high schools, and anyone else that Alex Azar deems eligible. The amount of taxpayer dollars being asked for to trace the public and force quarantines is $100 billion for 2020 alone. Damn. And whatever may be necessary as long as the emergency period continues. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
It's going to be a while. That's going to continue for a while.
Isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Queen Elizabeth seemed to be echoing this idea to the...
And isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Queen Elizabeth seemed to be echoing this idea to the UK.
Okay, there's something wrong with this.
First broadcast I made.
Okay, there we go. Okay, I'm back. Had a difficulty with the computer error. So, it's crazy how things are planting out, people. We need to start waking up. We need to start waking up today, you know. We don't wake up today, we ain't gonna have a day to wake up. It's gonna be too late when it's all said and done. I want y'all to hear this one too. Here we go.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast,
for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters. Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
It's sad, guys. I bet you majority of the world would accept that beast. The mark of the beast. You're going to have to be smart so you know you don't got it. It could be a simple chip. People don't know. So if your life ain't right, you better get it right soon.
percent of the world's generic drugs are made in India, and India relies upon China for almost 70% of their active ingredients. Several of these Chinese sources have shut down due to the Wuhan coronavirus, and as a result, India has restricted exports of 26 ingredients and the medicines made from them. The United States no longer produces its own medicine. How did this happen? In the 1990s, really? 90% of these fundamental ingredients were produced in the USA, Europe, and in Japan. But US laws on generic drugs began motivating companies to manufacture in China. The greatest win for China came exactly 3 months after 9/11. On December 11th, 2001, China joined the World Trade Organization, aka the WTO, and immediately began wiping out the competition in the American free market with unbeatable low slave labor costs. Within 2 years, the USA lost their last aspirin, penicillin, and vitamin C producers. Today, we depend upon China for about 90% of our medicine. China has already amassed a reputation for poor quality, and because they have monopolized the global market, The FDA has been forced to lower their manufacturing standards. The low standards in China are likely to blame in part for the many explosions at Chinese pharmaceutical factories that have caused global shortages. Recently, because of the Wuhan coronavirus, masks were ordered to not be exported from China. There are life-sustaining drugs that China is the sole supplier of to the U.S. What happens if China declares an emergency and shuts down all medical supply and drug exports, like both India and China are already beginning to do? If the WTO is the father of globalism, then the UN's insidious replacement migration is its mother. And in Italy, the man believed to be coronavirus patient zero is a Pakistani migrant who works in food delivery. After testing positive for the virus, he refused to self-isolate and continued to deliver food. A recent video of migrants holding babies over fires to make them cry in order to deceitfully cross the border into Greece shows several people speaking Farsi. They are Iranian. Iran is currently suffering an outbreak of the coronavirus. Why on earth should Greece allow them in? The coronavirus appears to be some type of eugenics bioweapon designed to kill the weak and elderly. But one thing is for certain, it has already killed the philosophy of globalism. And now, it will be stress testing the precarious digital grid that our entire society is based upon. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
That's crazy news to hear. You know, what really got me the most was how they were putting babies over fire. That is just ridiculous. I ain't never heard of some shit in my life until I heard that. You know, that's some shit right there make you really go mad. But here's another video, guys.
While the brainwashed masses dutifully cower in their homes on the government's behest, local governments run by radical leftists are shutting down their economies, stripping people of their Second Amendment rights, releasing prisoners into the streets, and ordering the local police to stand down. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, producing nothing but fear and confusion, the corporate mainstream media throw gasoline on the already raging fire of fear created by the weaponized communist Chinese coronavirus, even going so far as to defend and support the CCP with what looks to be the greatest war crime in modern history. And while our economy is being destroyed over a virus that has killed less than 20,000 people, 20% of America is on lockdown. Many have become instantly unemployed while grocery stores run empty. Within 48 hours, a bipartisan team drafted an emergency bill to get money to individual Americans, businesses, and to pump money into the economy. But after initial support, Schumer and Pelosi and their radical leftist lackeys voted against it in the final hour and proposed their own bill full of unrelated items that only serve their enemy agenda. Guy Benson reported that the bill contains unprecedented collective bargaining powers for unions, increased fuel emission standards for airlines, and expansion of wind and solar tax credits. Rachel Bovard reported that Pelosi's bill contains provisions for conducting risk-limiting audits of results of elections, early voting, and same-day voter registration. Pelosi's COVID-19 bill, that has nothing to do with the COVID-19 crisis, demands that corporations adhere to diversity quota and includes a student loan bailout of up to $30,000 per borrower. While America teeters on the brink of collapse, enemies within our own government are taking hold of the moment to deliver the final death blow. and force their freshly packaged version of collectivism upon the American people. Forcing Americans out of work and getting them hooked on fiat government handouts. And all the while, the CCP is amping up production, buying gold, and blaming America for the CCP virus. While the brainwashed masses dutifully cower in their homes on the government's behest, enemies from within usher in a new era of CCP dominance and American submission to the state. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You know, we are submitting to the state, people. You know, they're getting away with everything. They're doing whatever they want right in front of us. And as usual, we the people overlook all that crap. Why? Because we try to give the government the benefit of the doubt. But look what happens when we do, guys. I mean, betrayal. Lines of betrayal. There ain't nothing the government don't do right, I guess. I don't know. But here's another video, guys. These videos are just little short videos that I'm trying to educate my listeners. I want my listeners to know what's really going down if you don't already know.
I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with a vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Through Operation Warp Speed, the federal government is providing unprecedented support and resources to safely expedite the trials, moving on at record speed.
By the way, let's hit pause. Yeah, our Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process is all dying at warp speed. And medical tyranny is coming down on us right now at warp speed. So this is the New World Order at warp speed. That's what all this is.
He's right, guys. He has a point.
Remember
Think
William
about
Binney,
it.
Former technical director of the National Security Agency that said Trump was being spied on 4 years ago? I had a very interesting talk with him off record yesterday. I'll leave it at that. But here is the London Guardian from a few years ago. The ultimate goal of the NSA is total population control. Hard to believe that was 6 years ago he spoke to the European Union and the British Parliament and told them that. And now you have the rollout to track and trace and watch everything you do with even citizen brigades being set up by the UN directive. And we have the UN telling everyone what our doctors can do. It's not even the FDA, it's the UN. Doctors were always allowed to give things off-label for prescriptions, but when the UN said you can't prescribe hydroxychloroquine or you can't do this or that, they said, yes, sir. The UN came out and said, mouthwash doesn't kill viruses. Of course it does. Now the FBI's raiding people doing that. They told Listerine, you don't dare say you kill viruses because the UN is God. And when they say jump, you say how high. Now, it was like a punch in the stomach yesterday. When, after the show, I learned that President Trump had said this. Here it is.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. We're doing very well with a vaccine. And I will tell you something. I just literally left a meeting. We're mobilizing our military and other forces, but we're mobilizing our military on the basis that we do have a vaccine. You know, it's a massive job to give this vaccine. Our military is now being mobilized. So at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
Now,
mobilizing, guys.
I've got a lot of problems with that, and if that's actually what Trump wants to do, then I will be forced to
I agree, Alex.
Move. that Trump be thrown off the populist train politically. Because I'm not getting off the Trump train, because this train isn't a Trump train. It's a populist pro-human train. Now, that said, I know what Trump's doing. Trump finally figured out that Fauci's deep state, Bill and Melinda Gates, UN, he finally figured out they're undermining everything, exaggerating the death numbers, adding all these people that died of other things onto the list. That's all confirmed. They even tell you they're doing that in the fine print, because it's such fraud. But by telling you, you see, it's not fraud. They're hiding it in plain view. And so Trump, just like when they had the Vegas event and they had the Texas Walmart shooting, he came out and he said, okay, fine. Maybe we should ban the semi-autos. Democrats, what do you want? They said, we want to ban everything. And then they got nothing. And I talked to two different NRA board members who separately said, look, we've met with the president. When there's another mass shooting, this is before Walmart in El Paso, they said he's got a tactic where he says, okay, I agree with you. Because then he's such a lightning rod, it makes the left not be energized on that topic, and it makes them drop the topic. But if Trump says, no, you're not getting the guns, then it becomes a lightning rod and helps them. So psychological warfare tactic. He's being advised by some smart people. Except that's a dangerous game because he's endorsing gun control, even though he's killing the measure. And so he knows that the blue states, the blue cities are going to come out with their own vaccines, have people sign forms that they waive their rights to sue and take them. He knows the UN is the power vacuum saying they're going to have the vaccine. So he's stepping up saying, you know what? I'm for the vaccine now. And we'll have the military do it, not the Clinton Global Initiative with a board of George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Bill and Melinda Gates that is already recruiting through the MoveOn.org, the contact tracers to get city, county, and federal money to literally come to your house. Scary. And they're using it to mobilize their Maoist forces under the guise of them being heroes enforcing social distancing. So I know why Trump did this. He did this because he sidelined Fauci and sidelined all these people. I told you that 3 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed. And then he's just usurping their whole game by going, okay, the military will carry this out. And then 6 months is 100 years. People forget about it. So Trump is engaged in their own tactics at a more sophisticated level. That is what he's doing. And you notice also what he did, because I thought about this like 3 hours last night and more than 3 hours this morning. I mean, I really sat there in a room with the blinds pulled and just focusing on this and not trying to convince myself Trump's good. Because if I figured out Trump was bad, I'll come after him so fast to make your head spin. And I still think this is a very dangerous tactic, and I don't agree with it. But Trump then went on and said, oh, we're going to give it to old people first, knowing that with the adjuvant, what doesn't hurt old people as bad as it hurts young people. He's like, we're going to test it on the old people. And I say, damn right. They want to take it? Do it. And so that's what Trump's doing. He's learned that if he doesn't resist something before it's available, that it kills it. And it's a very Machiavelli move. And I don't like it. But I can see what he's doing. And by the way, I'm not twisting this into the position of agreeing with the president. The president wanted me to know what he was doing with the gun control. And he said, watch, you're going to see what happens. By us going, oh, sure, take all the guns. That only woke America up more to get Democrats to say, we want everything banned. Except bolt action. Single shot. And notice, where's their gun control now? Dead. Because he didn't fight them. He went, oh, yeah, sure. Don't have the votes, though. It's still very, very dangerous. And that's what Trump's doing on this. Because Trump came out and said vaccines could be dangerous a month ago. Fauci said, oh, well, there's going to be side effects, as they know there are. They can't hide that anymore. Well, the UN back in December said, we can't hide this anymore. Too many people are hurt. Doctors don't trust us. They know they're hurt. So instead of lying about it, they're going to go, okay, it does hurt people, but it's for the greater good. We've got to do it. Because that's what they tell health department heads and bioethics boards. The boards of hospitals and clinics know this stuff. The heads of health departments, I ran into the head policy person for the Texas Board of Health Texas Health Department like 5 years ago on the hike and bike trail. I looked the guy's name up later. And he's like, Alex, I know vaccines kill and hurt some people, but it's overall, it saves more lives. I started arguing with him about the numbers, and then he kind of got freaked out because I knew the numbers. No, folks, it's social control. And they're lowering IQs, they're lowering immunity. These things are killing us, and they're tainted with cancer viruses, you name it. It's a nightmare. We're living less, not longer, folks. These people are killing us. So.
I agree.
You're walking on the fighting side of me with these forced inoculations to get on airplanes or have a job. And we're going to have to go to physical revolution if they try this. So whoever puts their name on it is an enemy of America, an enemy of the Republic. I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ. Let's go to Trump, who's been doing a press conference the last 30 minutes. It's still ongoing right now with Fauci looking like Billy the Kid Bandit meets a executioner back there with him. And there's Trump saying we're getting this vaccine sped up because he wants hope. He wants the economy to turn back on. He understands there'll be a global depression. Hundreds of millions will die. So Trump's like, hell, by the time the vaccine's out, it'll be another subject. I don't want Fauci and the UN running it. I don't want the Clintons running it. So Trump's like, oh, we'll have the military do it. I know what Trump's doing. But still, it's a very, very dangerous game. Here's the president.
Promising, and they're working to narrow that list still further. So we started off with over 100. We're down to 14. And we have some really interesting choices to be made. Doing very well. Through Operation Warp Speed, the federal government is providing unprecedented support and resources to safely expedite the trials. Moving on at record speed.
By the way, let's pause. Yeah, our Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and due process is all dying at warp speed. And medical tyranny is coming down on us right now at warp speed. So, this is the New World Order at warp speed. That's what all this is. And look at Fauci. Look, he looks. If they made a new Star Wars and the McDermott, the guy that plays the Emperor, dies, we have the new Emperor. I mean, he looks. And remember, it's the UN, it's the globalist, it's Fauci, it's the Bill and Melinda Gates that are running Wuhan and funding it on record. And then, oh, the totally compromised Senator Graham, though. Oh, he likes Bill Gates. Oh, I love him, too. Oh, here's the president.
Vaccine trials, Operation Warp Speed, will be simultaneously accelerating its manufacturing and manufacturing process. In other words, we're getting ready so that when we get the good word that we have the vaccine, we have the formula, we have what we need, we're ready to go, as opposed to taking years to gear up. We're gearing up. It's risky. It's expensive. But we'll be saving massive amounts of time. We'll be saving years.
You know,
if we
Big Pharma's a criminal group. We all know that.
So we're gearing up on the assumption that we'll have.
They're just taking over.
In the near future, relatively
damn
near
mafia,
future,
man.
A vaccine. Typically, pharmaceutical companies wait to manufacture a vaccine until it is.
You know, that little demon Fauci has not said one thing about vitamin D3, about vitamin C, about zinc, when all the studies are there that if people just had a jumbo dose of that, you're basically impregnable. That they're trying to make it illegal because they want your ass dead. This is the clampdown, folks. I cannot believe how pathetic this is. Let's go back to this piece of filth. I'm talking about Fauci.
Regulatory approvals necessary, and this can delay vaccines availability to the public as much as a year and even more than that. However, our task is so urgent that under Operation Warp Speed, the federal government will invest in manufacturing all of the top vaccine candidates before they're approved. So we're knowing exactly what we're doing before they're approved.
And pause.
That means it.
So Trump's talking about ludicrous speed. Directly out of Spaceballs now, folks. I mean, and again, I get what Trump's doing. He's taking control from them. He knows Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clinton Initiative's running this. So by him doing this, he thinks that, you know, it's good for poll numbers and people won't remember this next week. No, this is dangerous. Continue.
Up with a good vaccine because we're ready to deliver it. This will eliminate any unnecessary delay and enable us to begin providing Americans with a proven vaccine the day our scientists say, we're ready, we got it. And as we work to bring critical medical...
a national emergency lets them have human trials before animal trials, which they've skipped, and allows them to declare an emergency and indemnify it. So Trump has taken it hook, line, and sinker, just like 15 years ago Governor Rick Perry did. Yeah, we've got ludicrous speed for you next segment. Where he said, oh, Gardasil's mandated under an emergency, so it skipped trials and killed a bunch of people.
See, ladies and gentlemen, that's just a preview of his shows. Go to Infowars.com to check out Alex Jones. He's got all kinds of videos and stuff for you to check out. Get some of my videos from his website. I just want to put a shout out to Alex for having his website. It helps me with my podcast come up with good ideas. And plus, it helps make my listeners more in light on what the real news is some days. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the second half of today. I hope y'all have a good evening and a good night and a good work tomorrow. I got all my listeners in my prayers. Thanks for listening. Bye. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. I would like to introduce, I have a guest today, my wife.
Hi, guys.
And what? Okay, let's talk about everything opening up.
We like to think about it as moving forward to in the future, pretty much. I feel like that's what's going to happen. This is not going to end well.
I feel like social distancing will last a while.
Not that anyone's following it now.
You're right about that.
I know a couple of, like, bigger cities close to us. As some of you may or may not know, we live in North Carolina. A couple of big cities close to us are reopening their malls and their sit-in restaurants. And the day they did that, we got 20 more confirmed cases in our town.
That's not good.
And also, you know, today we went what we thought would be a peaceful, non-cluttered hike due to social distancing and this virus. And we can tell you guys, there were so many cars that were lined up, parked in the grass.
So many people, too.
I mean, from Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee.
Alabama, Mississippi.
I'm not really sure what the government's setting us up for, but I think people should really start opening their eyes and realizing they should probably stay their ass in the house.
Yeah. Be the best thing for them.
It really would. Because I myself will continue not to go anywhere, will not be hanging out and about. I'll go to work and come home like I've been doing.
But that's what the government wants you to do, let's say, bro.
No, what they want us to do is die, subject to this virus they got going around. That's why they're opening everything back up and gave y'all a little extra money with the stimulus checks.
And speaking of stimulus check, I heard a bill got passed for the second stimulus check for America people.
But I also heard, Scott, that there's new rules and requirements to get the second one. So you might qualify for the first, but will you qualify for the second? Which is bullshit, if you ask me.
I think if you got one, you get them all.
That's exactly how I look at it, but we're just nobody compared to the government.
We are worthless piece of shit to them. You're a scum.
This was all predicted in the Bible, too. It was.
I know, honey.
Well, you looked at me funny.
Yes, this was predicted in the Bible. Oh, good people. Go on.